G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 24 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Last time we looked at the significance of Jesus' death. Today we look at what happened next. The story so far. Jesus Christ has died as a common criminal and been buried in a garden tomb guarded by Roman soldiers. His followers, his disciples, the men that have been with him, have abandoned him, no doubt in fear for their own lives. They had given up everything to be with this Jesus, following him in his 3 years of ministry. What would they do now? Go back to the lives they had before following this man, Jesus Christ? He was just another false Messiah, and there had been plenty of them. Or was he? Each of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried in a tomb. What do these four Gospels say what happened next? Firstly, what did Jesus predict about what would happen, as he often talked about his death? An example of this can be seen from reading Mark 8:31. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of the religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. So Jesus predicted that not only would he die, but that he would rise physically from the dead. Wow! Let's firstly look at the sequence of events over the period of time just after Jesus' death. The two women, both Marys, watched the burial, and Roman soldiers are placed to guard the tomb in order to keep it safe. And tombs were sealed. Then the two Marys arrive at dawn to prepare spices for the body of Jesus, preparing for its burial, before going away to rest. And then an angel rolls the stone away a great distance from the tomb. Then they appear to the women. The women run back to tell the disciples about what's happened. And that gives Peter and John the impetus to go and investigate for themselves. They find the tomb empty and go home. Mary Magdalene weeps by the tomb, and then she is met by two angels. But where's the body of Jesus? Was it stolen? Had it vanished? Unlikely under a Roman guard. Was it 3 days? Yes, but not a literal 3 by 24 hours. There was the rest of the Friday, 1 day, all of Saturday, 2 days, and part of the Sunday, 3 days. Let's look now at Jesus' appearances. First of all, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene, and then to the other women, and then the women report to the disciples in haste. The Roman guards testify to the Jewish priests about what they knew happened. Then as two people are walking along the road to Emmaus, Jesus himself greets and talks to them, and then Jesus appears to Peter. The two men who met Jesus on the Emmaus road run back, report back to the disciples in Jerusalem. Finally, Jesus appears to his disciples, but Thomas isn't there. When the disciples meet up with Thomas, they tell him that they have met with the risen Jesus. But Thomas doubts it unless he sees with his own eyes. Jesus then appears to the disciples again, and this time Thomas is there. Jesus goes on to appear to 7 people. Then 500 people, and then finally Jesus appears to James. So not only from the Gospels, as you may have observed, but also one from the letter to the Corinthians. That was a letter written by Paul, who was to come, and we come to him later in the series. Oh, that's all very well, you say, but what about further evidences that we have for the resurrection of Jesus Christ? These facts remain for the physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's the changed attitude of the disciples after seeing the risen Jesus. They came and converted from defeated and cowardly people in fear to being victorious and brave. And then nobody who could have produced the dead body of Jesus did so. Their silence is as significant as the words of the eyewitnesses. Then there's the multiple appearances of Jesus to various numbers of individuals and groups of people, all at various times of the day and in differing circumstances. And what of the survival, growth, and impact of the early church? If there was no physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus, would people really have risked persecution and death for knowing a lie? Maybe a few would, but not masses of people as there were. Or it was a physical resurrection, and not merely a spiritual one, as some would suggest. Jesus was touched physically, involved in conversations with people, and he even ate food. The greatest evidence, though, for the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very existence of the church itself and its being embedded in history. If the physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, wasn't the catalyst for the start of the church, then what was it, and would it have lasted 2,000 years so far? And how do we deal with those who doubt Jesus' bodily resurrection and rising from the dead? Let's say Jesus didn't rise from the dead. Surely the authorities, either Roman or Jewish, would have produced his dead body in order to quench the new movement. But they didn't. The Romans wouldn't have wanted any more trouble from the Jewish people, and the Jewish hierarchy would have wanted to squash the very notion that Jesus was the Messiah who had bodily risen from the dead. And again, would the disciples really risk death for telling and maintaining a lie about this Jesus? They were beaten, confused, and defeated men. Until that moment, they saw that Jesus truly did rise physically from the dead. After seeing him, they were transformed into victorious and brave people. All right, okay then. Somebody stole the body. Hardly likely. And if that did occur, for what reason? How would they have got past the Roman guard and moved the stone a great distance from the tomb? The tomb was sealed to prevent tampering as well. An impossibility. And some say that Jesus didn't die, but he merely fainted and recovered consciousness in the grave, in the tomb. Well, even the skeptics disagree with this theory, one of whom said, "It is impossible that a being who had stolen half dead out of the tomb, who crept about weak and ill, wanting medical treatment, required bandaging, strengthening and indulgence, and who still, at last, yielded to his sufferings, could have given to the disciples the impression that he was a conqueror over death and the grave, the Prince of Life." Ha! Or I suppose they all went to the wrong tomb. Whilst one person may have gone to the wrong tomb, not everybody would have done. And remember, the women knew where he was buried. And again, the authorities, Roman or Jewish, would have shown the body in order to dispel the rumours. So Jesus really did rise from the dead in a bodily resurrection. So what? What's the significance? The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ provided the central theme for the sermons and teachings in the early church. But what significance is there in Jesus' resurrection? The resurrection of Jesus Christ proved and vindicated all his teaching and claims as a suffering servant and attested to his being fully God, fully man, and the last judge of all mankind. The resurrection declared God's approval of Jesus' obedient service and the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises that we looked at. This results in forgiveness of sins and salvation being only found in and through Jesus Christ, which was the prime motive for evangelism in the early church. It is a vindication that Jesus is greater than Abraham or even Moses the superhero. And the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof evident of the I Am claims. He is truly the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate the Good Shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus' resurrection is a sign of the bodily resurrection for all believers in him, giving a new attitude of death and transforming hopes to all those who partake of his offer. More about that to come. And as the resurrected King, Jesus now intercedes for us and has perfected the redemption of all those who choose to follow him. More about this too, later on. Jesus has died, he's risen physically, but what next? Is that all? Oh no, there is more yet to come in our story tomorrow. Thank you.